a Netherlands Django-inspired trio called La Jazz, the tune Julishka. Django apparently did pass on some of his talent to his guitar-playing sons, Luzon and Babik. Babik, that's spelled B-A-B-I-K, began playing guitar at the age of 9, steadily growing in skill, though hardly the prodigy that his father was. He eventually recorded several albums, wrote his own tunes, and composed music for a few motion pictures. Though he complies with expectations that he perform Django and Hot Club style music, Babik's own predilections led him to explore bop and newer fusion forms of jazz as well. Sometime in the 1990s, Babik helped launch the yearly concerts and competitions held in Samwas Hussein called Django d'Or, Django Gold, which continues to grow. Sadly, Babik passed just recently in 2001, like his father dying young in his mid-50s. Here's an obscure Django tune called Micro, or perhaps it's Micro, heard on Babik's 1998 New Quintet du Hot Club de France CD, where we find him in the company of another gypsy guitarist known as Romain, and Romanian jazz violinist Florin Niculescu. Thank you. Melbourne, Australia, Ben Rogers Hot Swing Quartet, Swing Etoile, Swing Star, an original written, performed, and recorded by Ben Rogers. And we heard the late Babik Reinhardt, son of Django, his father's son, in many ways. Well, there were quite a few American jazz men and jazz women living, working, or touring extensively in Europe and France during the 1930s. Several of them crossed paths with Django. All were impressed, and several recorded with him. Here's a brief sampling. Dickie Wells' so-called orchestra, which included Django, was three trumpets, including Bill Coleman and Shad Collins. And we'll also hear Sweet Sue, a smaller ensemble, just Bill Coleman trumpet, Dickie Wells' trombone, Django bass, and drums. First, tenor sax giant Coleman Hawkins' all-star jam band of 1937, recorded in Paris. Grappelli is here, but he's playing piano. Benny Carter moving around from trumpet to alto sax, while Alex Combel switches from clarinet on Sweet Georgia Brown to what must have been a thrilling experience, play tenor alongside his idol, Coleman Hawkins, in Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. Sweet Sue and Bugle Call Rag, Dickie Wells' fine little band in Paris in 1937, and Django and Grappelli on piano with Coleman Hawkins' jam band from 1937, Sweet Georgia Brown and Honeysuckle Rose. If you're curious to learn more about Django and his vast influence on guitar music and jazz today, I invite you to the Django page of the Jazz Rhythm website. It'll lead you to a wide range of information at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Also, you can easily find recordings of Django around, but I do recommend that you look for the earlier material, particularly the Quintet of the Hot Club of France recordings made before World War II. Finally, French violinist Michel Warlap was the equal of any of the best of the hot jazz fiddlers, and you can appreciate it when you hear him, not yet 26 years old, ripping it up on a trio with Django and bassist Louis Vola, recorded only 2 days after Christmas in 1937. Stand back, it's Django's Christmas Swing. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.